likewise a train of carts. Babies cried. Children whined. A dog barked without pause. Sounds of men slipping through the darkness beyond the light came from all around. Prisoners who had been sure we meant to drag them onto the plane to become human sacrifices were being chivied toward the new town. Some of the harder men had wanted to use them as bearers instead of the animals, disposing of them as their usefulness ended. I had demurred. They would become obstinate and obstreperous after the first few died, and we would not be able to eat them after we ate up the consumables they carried. Not that the majority of us would eat flesh anyway, but those who could would from the beginning. I spied Willow Swan strolling through the mob. He spun off orders like a drill instructor. I approached him. "Gone nostalgic for the good old days when you were the boss, Gray?" A true genius, whose name we won't bring up in present company, sent all the master sergeants to make preparations at the Shadow Gate. She didn't detail anybody to keep things moving down here. The unnamed genius had to admit that he was right. River, Runmust, Spiff, all the men I had known the longest and trusted the most were up there or somewhere out in the darkness. I guess I just assumed Sara and I could handle everything else, forgetting that I would be sprinting around making decisions for everyone who could not make up their minds for themselves. "Thanks. If I don't get a better offer by my 40th birthday, I'll marry you yet." Swan made a half-hearted effort to click his heels. "So, how old are you today?"
17.
"That's about what I guessed. With maybe another 20 years of experience, plus wear and tear."
"It's tough being a teenager today. Just ask Tobo. Nobody's ever had it as awful as he does."
He chuckled. "Speaking of kids, who's handling the Daughter of Night? Which I don't want to be me."
"Darn."
I figured Goblin and Doge for that. But Goblin's tied up helping keep track of Soulcatcher, and Doge has Goda and One Eye to worry about. Thanks for reminding me. I headed back toward Goblin's tent.
"Hey, Shortwort.
Leave it to Tobo and Sara a while. We got to get the Daughter of Night loaded up." Goblin came out muttering, surveyed the excitement, grumbled.
"All right, let's get at it. Only how come the fuck we never gave her a name? So what if she don't want one? She don't want to live in no cage, either. Even Boo Boo would be easier than calling her Daughter of Night all the time." "Whoa! What the fuck is that?"
He stared past me, downhill. I turned, saw a pair of red eyes bobbing in the darkness, coming closer fast. I grabbed for my sword, then frowned as I heard the hoofbeats. Then I said,
"Hey, buddy! Is that you? What the heck are you doing here? I thought you had yourself a job working for the traitor."
The old black stallion stepped close, lowered its head to nuzzle the hair beside my right ear. I hugged it around the neck. We had been friends once upon a time, but I had not thought we were so close that it would desert Mugaba and track me down over hundreds of miles once it discovered that I was still alive. The creatures had been created to serve the Lady of the Tower, but were supposed to be used to passing from one secondary master to another. This one had been Mergen's before it